penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KB8 RVP. Yep. KB8 RVP, I'll be clear.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay line. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
J-E-8-O-O-K Mobile, up and monitoring. J-E-8-O-O-K Mobile, we are clear of this frequency.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8AYL, monitoring.
KE8ZHL, monitoring. KE8ZHL, monitoring. KE8ZHL, monitoring. KE8ZHL, 73 clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8ZHL, monitoring.
KE8ZHL, this is KF8AYL. How you doing this evening?
Doing pretty good. Just out for a ride, looking at all the storm damage and stuff. Did you have any? We did not.
Well, I'm in Bertrand here, and there was, I'm in the woods, and there's some trees, there's a few trees down, but nothing near the house. It's all in the back acreage there. But we did lose power last night around 7:30. Came back today around 3 o'clock. And our internet just came back. Our internet was out too from last night till it just came back just a few minutes ago, actually.
Yeah, we didn't have any damage, but we did lose our internet, and we still haven't got that back yet. I hope when I get home it's done.
Yeah, if you look at the consumer's energy power outage map, it looks pretty brutal still. I think there's still, last time I looked an hour or two ago, it still only shows like 93% with power, so that means 7% of all their customers, and they pretty much have the whole lower Michigan, aside from southeast where it's DTE and a couple other smaller areas, but that's a lot of outages. The map looks pretty ugly.
My wife and I, we've been doing this now for about a year. We got our tech license, and we've been doing it for a little over a year. And we belong to the Lapeer Club, and the storm took out our repeater in Lapeer.
Yeah, I heard that last night, that the tower actually came down.
Yeah, about three-quarters of the way up, it just bent right over. Yeah.
I didn't look to see what the final tornado count was, but I think there was one reported in Perry, and then there's another one reported around Owosso. I was kind of headed that way, but I'm not sure what happened after that.
Yeah, for us, it came and went pretty fast, but yeah, it was brutal for the 5 minutes that it came through. It was brutal.
Yeah, that was a bit of a weird one. It was like literally sunny and not a breath of wind. I'm listening to the ham radio weather sky warns, people light up and the NOAA's lighting up. Everybody's take shelter, tornadoes, all this stuff. And I'm like, it's sunny with zero wind. What? And they're like, it's going to be there in like 5 minutes. I'm like, it's sunny and no wind. But it came. But yeah, it was very short-lived. It was like 10, 15 minutes, and it was kind of over. But yeah, power went out, internet went out, and trees down. So yeah, I think it was pretty brutal.
Yeah, we didn't have no damage, thank God. But I mean, things were blowing around. Well, we did. It blew open to our garage screen door, and it won't close now, so we got a little bit of damage.
Yeah, thankfully we had a whole house automatic generator, so that was running the whole time, although I did have a problem with it. All of a sudden the voltage dropped from 240 to 200. I'm like, I've seen that one before. That happened once before several years ago. There's two giant capacitors in there that regulate the voltage and excite the generator. One of them crapped out, so I had to go out and swap out. I had a spare set of capacitors on hand, so I took the two out, replaced the two, and one of them was reading, it's supposed to be 35 microfarad, and one of the ones I took out was reading pretty much zero, so something happened where it became wide open inside of it. Who knows?
Well, it's good that you had an extra set. Are you going to get another set?
Yeah, I might order one or two more. I mean, one of the two I took out is still good, but it was only one of them that crapped out. I think if both of them crap out, I think it's not going to make any power at all. But, yeah, you see, the blower motor was on for the furnace, and I heard it drop RPMs, like, big time, and I'm like, with LED lights, you don't really notice light dimming, but I heard the blower motor drop RPMs, and I'm like, what happened? I go look, and I'm like, put a meter in the wall plug, and I'm like, I'm only getting 100 volts here. It ain't good. Things are not, like, things like refrigerators and stuff are not going to like that.
Yeah, I'm glad you're smart enough to do all that. That's cool. Yeah, we just went and picked up my wife's car. I just took it and had some front struts put on it, so we're heading back home, and I'm going to get off of here.
All right, sir. Well, stay 73s and enjoy the rest of your evening. This is KSA AYL.
This is KEZHL 73, clear.
DIX, testing. Found it. All right, here we go. DIX, we'll be clear monitoring. KDA DIX monitoring.
K8BCQ, testing. KEZHL, clear frequency.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF80WL monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.